The more we learn about Samuel Alito, the worse he looks. The man who George Bush wants to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the U.S. Supreme Court is clearly a hard right-wing activist. That's why Bush nominated him. Recently released memos from Alito's tenure in the mid-80s Reagan administration proves him to be so. Alito claims that his memos were just the work of a young lawyer doing his job for his client, the Reagan government. But he got the job in the first place by swearing absolute loyalty to the right-wing cause. In his job application, the young Alito described himself as a fierce conservative, an opponent of women's right to abortion and to what he called racial quotas. Alito stated baldly that abortion rights were not covered by the Constitution and that he would welcome any opportunity to challenge the Roe v. Wade decision. He later bragged that he was especially pleased with his work on cases in which he opposed affirmative action. Alito criticized the Warren Supreme Court, the court that ushered in school desegregation. Clearly, this judge is an unredeemed Reaganite reactionary. He is also profoundly dishonest, which no doubt endeared him to the Bushmen, who universally share this same character defect. So do most of the corporate media, who strain themselves to find evidence of moderation in Alito's record, evidence that does not exist. If this, the second of George Bush's appointments to the High Court, is allowed to pass, there can be no doubt that what is left of affirmative action is doomed. And if Roe v. Wade is overturned, as Alito said 2 decades ago that he was eager to do, then the groundwork will have been laid for a social revolt among women across the nation. It is indeed ironic that right-wing lawyers who claim to be against activist courts are in fact the most activist of all. It takes great zeal and energy to turn back the hands of time, but that is what they are determined to do. Alito is especially attractive to the George Bushmen at this juncture in history, when the president is claiming unlimited powers to do whatever he chooses in the name of the war on terror. Bush places himself above the law, claiming that his role as commander-in-chief in a war he himself proclaimed, and that will have no end until he unproclaims it, empowers him to do whatever he deems necessary to ensure the security of the nation, literally anything. In other words, George Bush believes that he has the right to rule as a military dictator. Samuel Alito gives every indication of agreeing with him. Back in 1984, Alito advised that the U.S. Attorney General should have blanket immunity from lawsuits in wiretap cases, even if the wiretaps were illegal. Again, he wants to put the executive branch of government above the law. What kind of judge is that who would enshrine lawlessness at the heights of government? A George Bush kind of judge who functions on behalf of Caesar, which is what Alito wanted the day he applied for a job with Ronald Reagan. He is a career right-wing activist seeking a lifetime job of oppressing the poor, the female, and the non-white. For Radio BC, I'm Glenn Ford.